This is how I lost 29 pounds in 37 days. And so I didn't lose 29 pounds in actually one time 37 days. I actually lost 18 pounds last year in 21 days. And this year I lost 11 pounds in 16 days. So I wanted to share with you what's been working really well for me. And as I get older, it becomes harder and harder to, stay in shape. Like I mentioned in a past podcast, I turned 50 last year, and all the stuff I used to do in the past, working out, eating well, and all that, I have to do actually a lot more of that. And when I do more of that, it still doesn't give me the same results as it did in the past, actually much less results. So diet, and I know I always talk about real estate, but obviously as real estate agents, we have more in our life than just work. And as I get older, nutrition is so much more important, but also eating unhealthy too is very important too, unfortunately. So I have to balance things once in a while. So last year, you know how we all have New Year's resolutions. Well, most of us anyways, I gained a little bit too much weight, and I wanted to, it was like January 2nd or 3rd, I can't remember the day it was. But anyways, I was like, I want to lose a bit of weight. What actually made me want to do this is I had met a friend of mine a few months before that at a conference in LA. And he told me he had lost 100 pounds, and I was shocked. I didn't notice. I mean, he's a tall guy, probably 6'5", 6'6". He was on the rowing team when he was younger, so he was athletic, and I didn't realize he needed to lose that much weight. But what I asked him about it, and I asked him what he did to lose that weight, and I asked him how much he exercised and all that, and he told me 0 days of exercise. And I love to exercise, but sometimes with work, and life just gets in the way. Sometimes it's more difficult to go to the gym or actually do other things, play tennis like I love to do, and other things like that. So when he told me that, it made me a lot more interested. So basically what he did, and I'll tell you what I did, it's pretty much the same thing. We hear keto all the time, but someone that's a little bit older, like I am, I used to hear about the Atkins diet. And the Atkins diet was basically pretty similar to keto. I don't know what the exact differences are, but it's like very low carb and high protein. So you can eat like all the meats, if you're vegan or vegetarian, anything that has a lot of protein and has very little carbs. You can do that. It's much harder when you're vegan or vegetarian to do this diet. But anyways, you could have as much fat as you want. And, obviously I'm not a doctor, even though everyone in my family is either a doctor or married to a doctor. But obviously, if you're going to do what I say, check with your physician and, obviously that would be the smart thing to do. But for me, what I did is because I think one of the hardest things about maintaining our weight and losing weight is meal prep, because we could be really focused on doing something, but then if we don't have the time to prep our food, and when I was younger, probably like in my early to mid 30s, I was a fanatic about working out and eating right, and I even had a weighing scale, like a food scale, where once a week I would weigh my food, and I would know my macros, I would know my carbs for each meal, I would know my protein, my fat, I would know everything with the meal, and I would weigh my food because I knew how much the veggies would create for carbs, and the protein was the meat was protein, and just how many calories it would be. So I did that in the past, but I don't do that anymore. And so this diet, it was really cool. So I was in Publix, And I always, if you don't have a Publix, just a supermarket, we're lucky that we do have a Publix. Publix is like, I don't know, it's sort of like Trader Joe's. It's like the people are very friendly. The food is good. It's clean. And, you know, it just, I guess the Publix's thing is their trademark, I guess, is where shopping is a pleasure. And it is. I enjoy going there. So anyways, I used to always see these frozen Atkins meals, and they have different flavors. I don't know what else, how else to call them, but they have like chicken, beef, just many different flavors, shrimp and other things. And I always used to see them, and I never bought one. They're probably like $4, give or take, depending on what they charge in your supermarket. But so that day last year, I was like, you know what? I want to lose about 20 pounds. And I don't think I needed to lose 20 pounds, but I wanted to lose a little bit extra. So when I came off the diet, I wouldn't have to be as strict transitioning out of it. So what I did is I went to Publix. I bought a few meals. I bought like, I don't know, 10 or 12. I bought a bunch of different types, some chicken, some beef, some, I can't remember if there was pork, shrimp. I just got a bunch of them. And surprisingly, the first one I had was really good. And the calories for the Atkins meals are probably from like 260. I think beef teriyaki is 260. And then they have, some of them go up to like 330, maybe 380 calories. And typically an Atkins meal is gonna have like 23, 26, 27, I think, grams of protein. You're probably gonna have 5 to 8 grams of carbs, and the rest, it didn't matter. Those are the main things, the three things that are important with the diet. And so when I had one, it was pretty good. And I was thinking, you know what, if I have two or three of these a day, maybe a cheese stick for breakfast or a meal, you know, during the day, like a snack during the day, I could probably do this. So I started trying it last year again, in January. So I tried having two the first day, and I was sort of hungry, so I had three. And the next day, I weighed myself, and there wasn't a change really yet, because when you do this diet, you have to go through something called ketosis. And I'm not an expert on this, but basically your body gets energy from carbs. If your body doesn't have enough energy, if your body doesn't have enough carbs, you don't, your body uses your fat as energy. So once your body has to first deplete, I guess, the amount of carbs to get energy from them. So it could take, I don't know, 2, 3, probably 5 to 7 days for most people, and depending on how many carbs you eat. And then you're in a stage called ketosis. That's why they call it the keto diet. And once that happens, you start burning fat. So the first few days of this diet, though, you become cranky. If you're like me, you become cranky, you get hungry, you may get a headache here and there, and you feel pretty crappy because your body hasn't adjusted to it. But then after like 3 or 4 days, your body gets used to it, and you're not hungry for the most part anymore. And if you're watching Food Network or Cooking Channel, or you're around people that are eating a lot of food that smells really good, yeah, I mean, of course it'll tempt you. But for the most part, if you stay away from that and you just watch like regular TV or stream regular stuff, you're not gonna be hungry. And actually, today's my 16th day this year, and I'll go back to last year in a second and the diet. But this year, 16 days, I've lost 11 pounds. It's 7:30 at night right now, and I'm not hungry. And it's because my body's using my fat to give me energy, and I haven't eaten that much yet. So anyways, going back to this. So Atkins, and this isn't like an ad for Atkins. I just like Atkins, and it worked really well for me. You know, losing 29 pounds in 37 days is very different than the norm. And I'll also tell you why went on the diet again, in case you're wondering, like, oh, you lost all that weight last year, why did you have to go on a diet this year? And I'll tell you that in a second. But anyways, when I tried these meals, they were all good. So what I found out is they also had shakes. So the shake that I have, that Atkins have, they have multiple flavors, but I like the vanilla one. And it has 30 grams of fat and only one carb, and it tasted good. It tasted really good, actually. So this is what my diet is. I would have for breakfast, I would have the shake. So that shake, again, was 180 calories, 30 grams of protein, and one carb, so only one carb. So I would have that with a cheese stick. So I'd get a low-fat cheese stick, which tasted good. If you want full fat, that's fine. It's a little bit more calories. But so the cheese stick was 60 calories. I got extra sharp cheddar, Sargento. And so that one was 60. So 60 and 80. So I had 240 calories for breakfast. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the protein in the cheese stick was like 6 grams of protein. So I had 36 grams of protein for breakfast and 240 calories and one carb, because cheese has zero carbs. So that's what I had for breakfast. So I wasn't that hungry until like lunchtime. So then lunchtime, I would have Atkins meal, another one. So even though I said another one, I meant like an Atkins meal, because the other one was just the Atkins shake. So the Atkins meal was, so say it's a beef teriyaki. So I think beef teriyaki has like 260 calories. It has a lot of broccoli and then some other veggies and a nice sauce. It tastes really good, actually. And then obviously beef. And so that one has 5 grams of carb, 5 or 6 grams of carb, 260 calories, and the rest didn't matter. So 260 calories plus the 240, I'm up to 500 calories, and that one had 260 calories. So 500 calories and, you know, 60 grams. My math is sort of bad while I'm thinking about this. So anyways, in the morning, 36 plus now 26. So 52 grams of protein. So then for a snack later, they have Atkins chocolate bar. So this one was really good. It was a coconut chocolate one. Didn't taste diet or anything. That one has 180 calories and had... I forgot the grams of protein, but maybe 6. And, you know, forget about the grams of protein because it doesn't matter, but just the carbs is what matters. So that's 180 calories, and then it had two grams of carbs. So with that said, I'm only up to very few carbs, you know, throughout the day so far. And then for dinner, I would have another meal. And the other meal would be 300 to 330 calories, maybe another, I don't know, 5 to 8 carbs. And then if I was really hungry, I would have another one. So that was my diet. And there are multiple options. They all taste good. And the reason I went on the diet again this year, in case you're wondering why, I went on a cruise with my wife towards the end of last year. And we ate 4 times a day. Well, I did. She ate a lot better than I did. And I continued eating terribly for the last 2 weeks, 2 months of the year. And so I gained a little bit of weight, and I just wanted to maintain my weight. So I figure if I do this every 2 or 3 weeks a year, I could maintain my weight, eat regularly for the whole year, and pretty much stay in shape. And if you guys want to know more about the diet, just email me or call me, or DM me. You can find me on social at #theindianrealtor.com. Hope this helps you guys, for all of you that are trying to lose weight. I'd love for you guys to reach out. I've actually had 4 or 5 friends try this, and they've all lost weight. And some people lost it a lot quicker than I did, and they were all able to maintain it. All right, take care, guys. Love you.